One of the things that we have done here for, Vernon, do you know how many years we've been doing the shoe boxes? It's been probably 7 or 8 years, is Operation Christmas Child, and being able to send boxes around the world and portray the love of Christ. And I am blessed that we as a congregation have been able to do that for these years. And Vernon is going to dedicate the boxes this morning as they go out. And so, Vernon, I'll turn the time over to you.
All right. It's great to see the pile. And there's actually 28 in my van already, so I don't know how many that'll be. But why don't we have the children 10 and under come up, and we'll try to spread some boxes around, and we'll spend some time here. So all the kids can come up 10 and under, and just grab a box, and you don't have to have your own, but just get whichever one. And then just sit on the floor there or stand. Guys need one? Does everyone have one? All right, you guys can sit down on the floor there or stand, whichever. And we're going to, first of all, start out singing a couple songs. Okay? And Jaden, he's learning to play the ukulele, so he's going to lead us. Let's sing this song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp, okay? You guys know that one? We'll sing it together. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Let's sing This Little Light of Mine. Did you know each of the boxes that you're sending is like a light that's going to these children about God's love? And so we want to sing this song, and then we'll pray, okay? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Sing it again. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right. Do you guys have another mic or two we could have up here? Is there anyone up here that wants to pray? I'm going to pray. Okay, we'll have one over here. We're going to pray for the boxes as they go. Okay? Here you go. I'll give you a mic. Is there anyone else that would like to pray over here? Okay. All right. See, what's your name? Okay, why don't you start, okay?
For this day, thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God, for everyone. Thank you, God, for these boxes. Thank you, God, for all these toys. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's have another. Does anyone else want to pray?
My little brother wants to pray.
Okay.
No.
Okay. He doesn't want to pray after. Well, let's just pray, and we'll dedicate these boxes to the Lord, okay? Lord, I'm grateful that we can do this as a church, as a congregation, as people, as children. Lord, blessing other kids with your love, and you've blessed us so much. And Lord, we want to be a blessing to other kids in other places. And I pray, Lord, you would go with each one of these boxes. The message of your love would fill each one of them. And the kids that get them, Lord, would be able to get a sense of who you are and your love for them because of what we've done here. And Lord, go with them. We dedicate these boxes to you, Lord. We ask that your love and the message of your salvation would be made known in the lives of these kids. And I'm grateful, Lord, that we have the opportunity to do this. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's stack up these boxes here again, and then you can go back.
Well, good morning. Welcome to our morning service of life. It's going to be a Thanksgiving service because Thanksgiving is coming right up. And I'm just going to give you a little order of the service. We have praise and worship, and then Merle is having a devotional. And we have a children's class for you children, so don't fall asleep during the service. Then we have some inspirational reading, and we'll end with a video. So, again, welcome, and I'll turn the time over to Ben and Becky and Luke and Annette.
Let's stand and join us in singing some songs. We have got the music up there, so if you can sing four part, sounds pretty, so help us out.
Source of every joy, and I all the thanks that I've heard each day.
All right, this song here, my God, I thank thee. We're just going to sing the music. I say it's hard to play, so give me a note.
My God, I thank thee who has made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light. So many glorious things of thou hast made joy to abound, so many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round, that in the darkest spot of earth some love is found. I thank thee more that all our joy is touched with praise, that shadows fall on brightest hours and thorns remain, so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our that thou hast kept the best in store. We have enough, yet not too much to long for more. A yearning for the deeper praise known discouraged.
Great thou art.
joy shall fill my heart, and I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to
here's a song I'm sure all of you know once you start singing it. It's an older Southern gospel song. But, see what we can do.
Guys may be seated. Thanksgiving. Just what is it? Historically, 1631, it was a celebration between the Pilgrim colonists and a group of Indians to survive the year, to survive the summer. It became a national holiday in 1963 during then President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it then. So historically, it has roots religiously, culturally. But the truth of the matter is, in our country today, it's basically just a secular holiday. I'm going to jump around a little bit this morning, so bear with me. Psalms 138:1 reads, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will praise unto thee. Basically, David's giving thanks for an answered prayer here. In Luke 17, we have the count of the 10 lepers. We know what took place. And Jesus healed them. And we know just one returned. I'm going to read that. It says, starting in Luke 6:17, verse 16, it says, And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus' first response wasn't verse 19, where he says, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. His first response was, where's the other nine? I thought of that as I was reading this. How many times in my life do I fall in to be the other nine? What is Thanksgiving to us? Is it just another secular holiday, another day to take off from work, another day to just sit around and relax? Does God demand our thanksgiving? For Christians, is it voluntary or is it mandatory? Go on, go back in the Old Testament, Leviticus 29:30. He says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord shall bring his offering unto the Lord of the sacrifice of his peace offering. His own hand shall bring the offering of the Lord made by fire. The fat with the breast, it shall be bring, that the breast may be waxed for a wave offering before the Lord. What's he telling us here? He says, with their own hands. Do we depend on other people to take care of it for us? Do we depend on other people to show gratitude? Or do we do our responsibility and do it ourselves? Is it part of our life? Ephesians 2. Verse 8 through 10 reads, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift to God, not of our works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We got a gift of salvation. Nothing we did provided that to us. I was thinking that again. Am I in the other nine? Did I just take it for granted? Or do I take it for what it is, a gift, salvation? Do I do my part to share it? Or does Jesus say, where are the other nine? I'm going to wrap it up with Psalm 92. First couple verses there. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name most high, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Fourth Thursday in November is considered our Thanksgiving holiday. Historically, yes. But it's much more than just a secular holiday that we celebrate here in America, Canada, one of the few countries that even do how much of a celebration of Thanksgiving. Is it a daily Thanksgiving to God? Is there Thanksgiving every day, daily? Are we either like the 10th one to come back and say, thank you, God, for everything? Or do I find myself being the other nine? Let's pray. God, we just thank you again for the time of the year. We just thank you, God, for your greatness to us. We thank you for Thanksgiving. We thank you for salvation. And Father, we want to do our part, take our responsibility to show that Thanksgiving, not only to you, but the other people we come in contact with. God, may this season be abundant. May it be blessed abundantly. And may each of us feel that in our lives. We just pray this in your name. Came across something this morning as I was looking, and I'm going to give credit for where credit's due because I pulled it out of Lancaster Farming. But I found it kind of ironic, and I'll give the company credit that put it in there. Brinkley and Hurst put it in there. And they used some spiritual references here about cultivating thankfulness. The soul of our hearts and minds must be prepared through repentance, forgiveness, obedience, and true openness to loving God and loving those around us. Good seeds must be sown. We must be careful to plant only what is truly good. Jesus called the word of God, the Bible, good seed. The seed must be well watered. Our hearts must be kept free of thorns and weeds. Like a worthwhile crop, the Bible makes it clear that thankfulness requires cultivation. It says every good farmer understands cultivation, but I think every good Christian does too. It don't just happen. It needs to be cultivated.
Thank you, Merle, for sharing that. It's a challenge for me. And when I need this reminder more often than just every fall at Thanksgiving, but did you count your blessings this morning? And did you thank God for his gift of salvation? The greatest blessing that we have, or gift that we have as Christians. With that, I think we'll invite the children. The children can come forward. We have a little bit of room on the front, but you mostly have to fill the aisles up on the sides. You can come forward. Can we move this back? Is this on? There we go. All right, kids, we have a story for you this morning. When I was growing up, I wasn't always thankful for who God made me. Sometimes I wish I was taller, because taller people were better playing basketball. Or I wish I was faster, could run faster. Or I have a little bit of a longer nose. You probably never even noticed that, but I noticed that when I was growing up. I have a longer nose. I wish that my nose was shorter. So this story that we're going to read and we're going to act out a little bit to you is a demonstration of being thankful for who God made you. So you can just listen in and watch.
All right, I'm going to be reading you the story. It's called You Are Special. The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses. Other had large eyes. Some were tall, and others were short. Some wore hats, others wore coats, but all were made by the same carver, and all lived in the village. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of Golden Star stickers and a box of Dot stickers. Up and down the streets, all over the city, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars, too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else and get another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around him and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then he would try to explain why he fell. He would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good wooden person. After a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had a lot of dots. He felt better around them. One day he met a Wemmick who was unlike anyone he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It's just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star, but it would fall off. Others would look down on her for having no stars, so they would give her a dot, but it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anyone's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go see Eli. Eli? Yes, Eli, the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you find out for yourself? Go up the hill, he's there. And with that, the Wemmick who had no stickers turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear, so Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself, and he decided to go see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here, and he turned to leave. Then he heard his name. Punchinello? The voice was deep and strong. Punchinello stopped. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name? The little Wemmick asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the dots. Looks like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard. Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think. You don't? No, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think, and I think you are pretty special. Punchinello laughed. Me? Special? Why, I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you? Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on those small wooden shoulders and spoke very slowly. Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me. Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say. Every day I've been hoping you'd come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone who had no marks, said Punchinello. I know, she told me about you. Why don't stickers stay on her? The maker spoke softly. Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will, but it will take time. You've got a lot of marks. For now, just come to see me every day and let me remind you how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Remember, Eli said as the Wemmick walked out the door, you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground.
Well, kids, what do you think about that story? There's all kinds of different kinds of faces and different shapes and sizes up here, but God made each one of you very special. He made each one of you in his likeness, is what he says in the Bible. And so just remember to be thankful for who you are and to be thankful for how God made you, because each one of you has a plan and a purpose. And you might not make sense to you now, but when you grow up, some of you will be talented with your arm. You'll be able to do a lot of stuff with your arms, with your body. You might be able to build a lot of stuff. Some of you will be a lot smarter, and you'll be able to you'll work in offices. You'll be able to do that kind of stuff. So remember that God made each one of you special. All right, you can go back to your parents. Thanks for coming up. All right, at this time, Travis is going to come up and share a little bit. I think he has a poem, and maybe share a little bit about what Thanksgiving means to him, or maybe some stuff they did at home. Not sure what all he has, but we'll turn our time over to Travis.
Often this time of year, people ask the question a lot, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? And for a long time, my dad, everybody that suits and can has gone over to Front Royal, Virginia to my grandmother's house. Which we were singing, I just had to think of how grateful I am to be born into my parents' family, because there's a lot of, at least three of my dad's siblings have, let me back up a little bit. Cell group, I'm going to give you a little window into, we're talking about doing life stories over the next number of months in our cell group, but my dad's family, when he was probably 14 to 16, sometime in there, his parents ended up divorcing. And he has a broken home, and much of my dad's family didn't respond very well to that. And we have things from broken homes to some drug use, and I would just ask you to pray for my family this week as we get together, because I've heard some of the ones that are into some pretty serious things would be there, and then I've heard that they're not going to be there, and there's just a lot of hurt in this whole and some of the process too. Pray for my Uncle Cliff if you think of us in your busy holiday, and my Aunt Kay. They really need Jesus, and in light of that part of my plans for Thanksgiving, I have a poem that's called Undeserving by Janet Martin. I want to read. I just found it on the internet. It says, I don't deserve the countless gifts God showers down on me, storehouses overflowing with love abundantly, and tender smiles and soft warm hugs, and sleepy side goodnights in flowers, showers, ladybugs, and whispered breaths of light. I don't deserve the color blue in endless azure sky, the earth that gleams in emerald blue to please the longing eye. A thousand shades of green splash from a heavenly palette, and I'm somewhere in between. I stand in awe of you, Lord. No man can paint one leaf or flower or alter your great plan. No man can touch your awesome power or have the means to span the distance between green and blue and heaven up above. No man can ever replace you or your redeeming love. I don't deserve your mercy, Lord, or treasures on this earth. Nothing I could do. Nothing I do could once afford what your great love is worth. Humbly I bow before your throne to count my utter loss and see the wonder of your Son hanging on the cross. I don't deserve amazing grace, a love that never dies, but I see it in your face and shining from the skies as love in all its countless forms you shower on my way. I don't deserve a single one. You bless me anyway.
Thanks, Travis. None of us deserve God's mercy and God's grace in our lives, but it's what Thanksgiving is all about, and I'm thankful this morning for God's grace and his mercy. Mark asked me to introduce the video. There's not much to do there, but yeah, I like to talk in front of people, so I'm going to just talk for a little bit. But this morning, I'm really thankful. We already sang happy birthday to my wife. And I was threatened not to make her come up here. So I won't make her come up here. I wanted to do like a Vernon Esch thing, but... I'm very thankful for my wife. And I just want to... Thank you, Eunice, for your love and your care over the years. It's been really good. It's over 17 years that we're married, and I just appreciate you so much. I just wanted to tell you that, so thank you. Yeah, just switching a little bit. I want to thank the cell group this morning. My group, I think, is made up of the best people around. They knew that Eunice and I were going to be at counselor training this week, and that we would be wore out and drained. And so they just took this whole Thanksgiving service and ran with it. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Mark, for getting it all together. The next thing that we have is a short video clip. I did some of you know that I did some interviews with some of you, and we're just gonna listen to that. Tried to interview children and adults, and Brandon, my son Brandon, helped me put it together along with Tim Nolt. So thank you to all of you, Brandon and Tim. So go ahead and run the video. What is one thing you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for loving parents who taught me about God and love me and watch out for me.
I'm thankful for a good life and loving parents who taught me about God.
I'm thankful for parents that love me and take care of me and watch over me, and my mom and dad and stuff.
I'm thankful for my parents and two brothers. I'm
thankful for my birthday.
My parents.
Four.
I'm thankful for my brothers.
I'm thankful for my parents.
I'm thankful for God's creation.
I'm thankful for a cabin to go hunting at.
I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for the beauty of God's creation.
My teddy.
You. Four.
I'm thankful for my mom.
Four.
Our houses.
Four.
My mom and dad.
Four.
My mom and dad.
Four.
That God made me.
Four.
I'm thankful for my family.
Do you have a Thanksgiving tradition?
Yeah, we usually wake up late on Thursday mornings and make a big breakfast, eggs and bacon and pancakes. And then in the afternoon, we start making a turkey dinner and always enjoy playing football, watching football.
One thing you're thankful for?
One thing, there's a lot of things I'm thankful for. The top thing would be my two men that are in my life. Dallas, I love you so much. Thanks for being so awesome. I could go on and on. There's so much stuff you do for me. You're the best dad, best husband. There's not many wives that get bad rubs almost every night before they go to bed. And Winston, you're the bestest little son, and I love you both.
I am incredibly thankful for the way that God has saved my life and turned it around and just shown me a special sense of His love for me.
I'm thankful for my awesome family and the difference they have made in my life.
I'm thankful for the calling God has given me in my life.
I'm thankful for my dog and my cotton tail and my house to sleep in.
I'm thankful for my house, and I'm thankful for a bunny and a dog.
I'm thankful for my parents and how they guide me with my spiritual walk with God.
I'm thankful for parents that love and care about me and my life.
I'm thankful for a wonderful church family.
I am thankful for all my awesome Christian friends.
I'm thankful for trials because it helps to strengthen my faith.
Tell of a Thanksgiving tradition that you do.
Well, one that we want to start that I did last year is have a Thanksgiving tree where I got branches from the trees and put it in this big thing and then cut out little construction paper leaves, different colors. And then I asked the girls and Merlin and me what they're thankful for, and then we write it on the leaves and we tie it onto the branch, and that's our Thanksgiving tree. And we see how many we can come up with, like the week of Christmas.
Well, the last couple years we've been spending most of our time every other year just going to in-laws' homes for lunch. But we are looking with our transition to starting our own traditions, and the one that we're considering when our daughter's brought up, and that is get a pint jar full of corn kernels and just emptying it and then going around and having everybody share, take a corn kernel, put it back in the jar and share blessings. So that's what we're looking at embracing.
Yes, one that we started as a family a couple of years ago is that every Thanksgiving we wrap up a gift of something that we're thankful for, like something that represents health or something that represents something that's important to or something that we're thankful for. And we all wrap it up, and then at Thanksgiving dinner, we go around the table and we open up our gift and say that what we're thankful for. And it's been really fun. The girls, our children have really looked forward to it, and they are excited about Thanksgiving because of that tradition.
Yes, we have, throughout the year, have a container, and whenever the Lord answered a prayer or we felt thankful for something, we would put it in the box. And then at Thanksgiving, we would pass the box around and read off those papers and remember what God did.
What does Thanksgiving mean to you?
Thanksgiving means a time of year when we can be thankful for all the things we have. So many times that we take for granted our health and our family and all the blessings we have here in America that so often we don't think about. I think that's, when I sum up Thanksgiving, I think that's most of what I think that it means.
Sure.
Thanksgiving to me means, first of all, I think of family, getting together and being with immediate family and extended family. But more than that, in the past year, or in recent past, Thanksgiving means to me life, being able to, I'm just thankful for life because life has taken on a new meaning for me since my heart surgery.
It means being thankful for all the things that I have, all the things I've been taught, and just thankful that our family. Thanksgiving means a lot of things, but it means a lot about family, a lot about being thankful. And I'm just so grateful how the Lord has blessed us.
Thanksgiving is gratefulness to God for the things that He's given to us, most of which we do not in any way deserve. And I think that we should be thankful all the time. Thanksgiving is the way that we keep from envy. It is the way that we keep from jealousy. And it is the way that we keep from covetousness. Instead of looking at what other people have and comparing ourselves, we look at God and say, thank you.
Well, thank you for the morning. It's a good way to end. One of the things, I think I said this here before, but one of the things that changed my perspective on life is, in fact, if you want to do this, it would be good for you to do. There's a website called globalrichlist.com. And you go in there and just punch in your income, and it'll tell you where you're at in relation to the world. And my guess is the majority of us here are within the top 10% of the world. Actually, quite a few of us are within the top 1% to 3% of the wealthiest people in the world. And sometimes as we look at our culture here, we can get unthankful for what the Lord has given us because we compare ourselves among ourselves. But the truth is, thankfulness keeps us from that because we're aware that we have been blessed abundantly by God. And yeah, it was a good morning. Thank you so much, Cellgroup, for putting that together. I think as a way of closing, let's stand together. I'm going to have a closing prayer. And then before you leave, I want you to turn to someone beside you and just tell them one thing that you're thankful for as we go into this season. So let's stand together for closing prayer. Father, I do thank you so much for your blessings to us, your blessings on our lives. Lord, not only physical, but spiritual as well. You've poured out the gift of your Son so that we can be saved and that we can be forgiven of our sin. And Father, I thank you so much for your provisions for us in those areas, spiritually and physically and also emotionally. And Lord, as we go into this week, I pray that we would be able to take time to think about what you've given us and that we could live in this coming week out of a spirit of thanksgiving and a heart of thanksgiving in response to you. And Father, this morning as we close this time, I pray for our missionaries that are serving you in other places. Lord, I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their commitment to you and their response to you. And Lord, I just lift them up for Sonia and Angie, for Lois, Jim and Ruthie, Mark and Karen, Marvin and Suzanne, and Jamie Smucker. And I pray for Abby too in Thailand. I lift them up to you this morning. Father, I pray that you would meet their needs. I pray that you would pour out a blessing on them in this coming week. And Father, that you would meet them where they're at. And be their sustainer of life and also health in this coming week. And we commit them to you. Dismiss us with your blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.